If you took a British regular in, let's say, 1815, someone had served at Waterloo, and you put them into a barracks in 1900, would they feel completely in an alien world?
Yes, I mean, I think you'd find, A, that there'd be more regular meals. I mean, back in the old days, a lot of meals were pretty casual, whereas they structured things so they were proper meals and meal times. Second thing, there'd probably be some reading matter around. There would have been none in 1815. Third, there would have been much more likelihood of there being a chaplain attached to the battalions. There were no chaplains of any, I mean, well, one or two, but there was no sense of a structured religious provision in the 1810s. That comes on later on. There'd be an opportunity to save your pay, as I said earlier. There'd be sort of savings banks facilities, so your pay doesn't just simply come in a bunch of coins, you go straight out to the pub sort of stuff, which was the myth or the image of the British soldier early on. There'd be a little more provision for wives, for women, but not much. And they would, obviously, the sanitation would be a great deal better. There would be likelihood of infirmaries. So in that sense, there would be quite a big difference. Obviously, by 1900, there wouldn't be the savagery of punishment. Flogging had ended. So the soldier would, in that level, be better treated. I don't think, in other ways, I mean, the emphasis on drill would probably be still the same. The division between officers and men would probably be about the same. There'd be a little easing of it, but not a lot. There'd be more opportunities for becoming promoted to corporals and sergeants for the ordinary soldier. Because you've got so many men on relatively short service, it meant that guys who stayed on for 12 years and then continued would have a strong chance of becoming a corporal or sergeant, because there was a better career structure, if you like. The big change, of course, would also be weapons. The musket of 1815 was pretty similar to weapons which men had been using for 100 years and didn't change a hell of a lot until the 1850s, 1860s. Now you've got rifles with much, much greater firepower. Range is greater, but also the frequency of fire is greater. So using your weapon is easier than it would have been back then. So in those ways, I think there would have been quite substantial changes.
And for the officer, going into an officer's mess?
Again, I mean, a lot of the things we've already talked about, the health conditions would be greater, the chaplain would be in the officer's mess, the general environment would be rather more pleasant. But the ethos, again, for many of the regiments would be very similar. Tremendous emphasis on the regiment, formal dining, dressing for dinner. Those kinds of things would still be very much present. It would be easier to become an officer in a way by 1900, but still the social kind of kudos of being an officer would be very considerable in many of the regiments. You couldn't purchase your promotion nowadays, so that would be different. Obviously, promotion would depend upon going on to active service. I think the biggest difference would have been by 1900, that there was more status attached to serving in India than there had been in 1815. Obviously, Wellington had served in India, but that was unusual. But by 1900, many officers would have served in India, and there was very high status attached to that. There was also, of course, a system, a much more widespread system of awarding medals, so it was possible for officers to gain distinction more readily, as it were, by achieving. And medals were very unusual back in 1815. There were more of them by 1900. Victoria Cross, of course, and the Distinguished Service Order. So there'd be a little more sense of status attached to having the right medals.